The following program is brought to you in living color.
To Homeland! Stop! In our country we have great tradition. Change glasses.
To Homeland.
Stop!
In our country, we have a custom. We always change glasses, too.
Now, everybody drink.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Oh, it's still my heart.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything and every detail you could ever want to know about wine and its lifestyle. Yes, we are the answer show for you. Now, those of y'all, you just need to call in and give us the answers, and we'll be in really, really good shape. But we are off and rolling to another great version of the show, and yes, I am still in this positive, bubbly, happy mood. And I am just so thrilled. I can't wait for someone to try and blow it out from under me. But right now, yes, we are still optimistic. We're still happy. The sun is shining and life is good.
Wow.
Kent, are you choking?
2 weeks in a row.
Wow. I was about to say, you're choking in there, aren't you?
No, I'm waiting for the shoe to fall.
I'm sure it will at some point. For our listeners who can never get an idea of what the Wine Crush studio looks like, I have a great, great, exciting announcement for you. I have just been informed in conjunction with next week's show that I will talk about in a little bit that, yes, we are actually going to videotape the taping of a Wine Crush.
Ooh.
So for those of you who've always wanted to know what deep, dark, recessed hole they have me talking out of, besides the one that obviously comes to mind, you will actually get to see what the Wine Crush studio looks like. So as long as we're on that note, I'm going to put Kent on the spot here. Mm. You have to understand, we have a lovely studio. It's wonderful. But Kent is separated from me by about 4 inches of thick pane glass.
Bulletproof glass, I might add.
Yes. And when we start a crush, every time he gets up and he turns the lights off in the sound booth, I'm just wondering, is that so you can make fun of me and I don't get to see you? What is it? What is the deal with this?
I think after a while, it just kind of bothers you if you see me roll my eyes constantly.
That's true. That's true. And that way I also know if you're listening or not, or if you're off doing something else.
That's right.
I can't pay attention. So yes, we are truly in the dark here at the crush. But we have great people to enlighten us today. We have Bruce Walker. He is with Starry Night Winery, but he is talking us today about ZAP, Zinfandel Advocates and Producers. Their big festival is coming up in San Francisco, and he's got to advocate that and tell those of you that are within driving, flying, skipping, or staggering distance that you have to go see the show. We also have Miss Kristen Donnelly. She is an associate wine editor of Food & Wine magazine. She also edits the well-being column for Food & Wine. So I don't know if it's going to be detrimental to her well-being to be on the show or not, but we're certainly going to try and come out here with her smelling like a rose and giving us some great ideas. Today's theme, if you look at it as such, is we're talking about drinking wine outside the home. It seems like we got stuck over the holidays talking about how to entertain, what to buy at the store, what to bring home, what to cook. I don't know about you, but as we have a break from the 2-degree weather, it's nice to get outside of the house, go to restaurants, go to bars, go and see and be seen and see what's going on out there. Because we talked about what happened in 2009. It's just exciting to look ahead and see what's happening in all these restaurants in 2010. So that's kind of what we're focusing on today, drinking outside the home, whether it's at wine festivals like Bruce Walker is going to talk about, whether it's in restaurants, which I will certainly get off about, or talking about in bars. I mean, think about it. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. This is the time of year where the new restaurants, new tapas bar, new wine bar, new bubbles bar, everything tries to open January and February. They figure everyone's gotten over the trauma of the holidays, and they can do these great little soft openings. So you know, every single one of you just thought of that brand new restaurant that opened around the corner. Now's the time to go check it out. Also, for a lot of our fair cities who are listening to us, this is the week they do something called Restaurant Week. And for those of you who've never participated in it, Restaurant Week is basically when a good 30 or 40 or 50 restaurants in your city get together and they decide to offer value menus. I know in my region and the whole areas I'm affiliated with, generally they have a 3-course meal for $30 per person. Man, talk about a great opportunity to get out and try new things, try new restaurants, try new foods. And also, I don't know, some of those restaurants that generally the steak itself costs $30, it's a nice chance to go check it out and see what it's all about. So that's why we are off on this tangent today, drinking outside the home. But as long as you're going to be drinking outside the home, I have to give you some advice to drink both inside and outside the home. Yes, this week's wine recommendations. Now, this is a champagne I have talked about before, and I feel like I'm betraying my roots by not focusing on the fact that, yes, it's not going to be Tattinger, which also leads into the next show we're going to talk about. But Moët has come out with their Rosé Imperial in 187s. For those of you that don't speak wine math, a 187 is a single-serve, tiny little cute champagne bottle. And yes, by the way, cute does sell. Anyway, Moët Rosé Imperial, this is usually a fairly expensive champagne. On the shelves, you'll see it $55, $65, $75 a bottle. These little single serves are absolutely perfect for those awful rotten days. You come home, you might want a little pink, you want a little sparkle in your step, but you don't want to waste a whole bottle of expensive champagne. Now you don't have to. In the next 3 weeks, it should be in all your retailer shelves. Moët Rosé Imperial and single serve bottles. Please do look for them. They're great for the refrigerator. They're great for the cooler. They're great for movies. They're great for the bus ride. They're great for the subway ride. You kind of get the gist here. They're great for any way you go. They will fit in a purse nicely too. But of course, I wouldn't be the Chardonnay sipping diva if I didn't get to expound on a Chardonnay. Yes, red wine listeners, you're out of luck this week. I am focused on the bubbles and on the Chard. But I will say this, and I am shocked, and I apologize in advance to Plump Jack, but I think I have finally found a wine that knocked Plump Jack off the top. Rocchioli Chardonnay has been released, and this wine is one of the best Chardonnays I have ever put in my mouth. Hands down, great balance, great buttery flavor, great acidity on the finish. You get great apple, you get great pear. It has that lovely Russian River connotation to it. Rocchioli Chardonnay, absolutely something worth looking for. For those of you who find yourself like me in a wine personality of being in a Chardonnay, then definitely go try and find this. Now, the problem, they don't make much of this. It figures, I hate it when people do this. They recommend wines you can't get your little paws on. But this is one that's worth going to the effort for. You can go to the website, rocchioli.com. You can go to your favorite retailer and ask them to order it. But definitely, definitely take the extra steps to find this wine. You will not be disappointed. And even if you are, please reach out and call Kent. You can reach him at 877-4-CRUSH-1. He'll be on the wine line. And feel free to tell Kent why you hate this wine and absolutely despise the wine recommendations.
That's right. Give me all your dirty laundry.
Exactly.
Do.
That's what Kent's there for. I figure he's behind bulletproof glass. We got to give him a hard time sometime. But for those of you really who want to comment on the Crush and what we're doing, like I said, call us 877-4-CRUSH-1. Or you can email me personally, Laura Lawson, LauraLawson at winecrush.com. So now that you know how to get a hold of us, of course, we do know that this show is all about you. And we like taking your emails. We like taking your wine questions. So in order for us to answer them more, you do have to turn them in. So definitely want to hear from you and what you're doing. But right now also want to tell everybody in Owensboro, Kentucky, that Moon Mullins is an absolutely fantastic guy. He is the program director of WBKR, and we want to spend a special thank you to him for continuing to carry the Crush and making Crush part of his lineup. Moon, thank you very, very much. All right, we're going to take a small break right now, but when we return, we are going to have Bruce Walker zap us out of our little good mood. You never know.
For pictures, videos, show recaps, and more, become a fan of Wine Crush Radio Group on Facebook.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751. 1-800-542-6751.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and I hate having to follow Greg Allman. That's just cruel. I could listen to that whole song and be happy. But instead, right now, we get to talk to Mr. Bruce Walker. He is going to call in and talk to us a little bit about Zap, and a great, great opportunity for all of you out there to taste some great wines. Bruce, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Thanks, Laura. Great to be here today.
It's nice having you on the show. I know you've been a guest a couple times before, but man, it's always exciting to talk to you. I never quite know what's going to happen.
Well, you know, it's the Zinfandel thing, you know. We're a little bit unique.
A little bit is a drastic understatement when it comes to that. All you Zin producers tend to be the most insane people I know.
Oh, we don't take ourselves that seriously. We do take our wine seriously, but we like to have fun.
Absolutely. Well, for our listeners, of course, Bruce does double duty. He is the man behind Starry Night Winery. And, of course, we have talked about the wines, and, of course, we love them. But I believe today he is wearing his Zap hat, correct?
Yes, I am. Laura, as you probably remember, was president last year. I passed the torch to Dwayne Dappin at DQ, but still on the board and involved in way too much committee stuff.
I figured you were, and I was going to call you President Ex Pro Tem, and I thought, with my luck, he's not ex, he's gotten drugged into something, and I'll just put my foot in my mouth.
Well, that's okay. I'm, you know, still pretty active in the organization and really excited. Next week is our 19th annual Zinfandel Festival.
All right, January 28th through 30th. Those of you out and around San Francisco have truly the chance of a lifetime. Bruce, tell them what they're going to get with this chance of a lifetime.
Well, the theme this year is a lot of fun. It's Zen in Paradise, and we have kind of a Hawaiian kind of note to the event. Bev Gannon, one of the top chefs of Hawaii, is coming over. We'll be participating at all the events. My favorite event, pardon me, Laura, Thursday night is Good Eats and Zen, where 50 wineries paired with 50 restaurants. Bev will be preparing some Hawaiian specialties for a few of the wineries, but we have all kinds of great food. Ruth Chris is going to be there, Bradley Ogden from Lark Creek Inn, Johnny Garlic, one of my favorites, Pozzo Restaurant, will be pairing with us. And lots of great food. Then on Friday, we have our flights in the afternoon, and it's actually changed this year. We're doing it at the Mark Hopkins Hotel, and it's a real interesting theme. We're going to focus on those varietals, which typically were interplanted in Zinfandel vineyards, 50 to 100 years ago, but also highlighting really kind of the new styles of Zinfandel that aren't field blends, but purposely blends of those other varietals like Carignan, Alicante Boucher, Petit Syrah, and other varietals that some of you might not be that familiar with. So that should be a lot of fun. Friday night, we've got a great dinner at the Mark Hopkins. And the nice thing is, since it's Zen in Paradise, I don't have to put on a tie this year. We can wear our Aloha shirts and be casual. And it's a great event. It's a catered dinner, live and silent auction with entertainment, and always a good time. And then, of course, on Saturday is our Grand Zinfandel Tasting.
That's the one that gets me every year.
Yeah, over 200 wineries. There's probably going to be close to 1,000 different Zinfandels. It's all at Fort Mason, and, it's crazy. We start at 10 o'clock for the trade, press, retailers, restaurants, and then at 1 o'clock, we let Zap members come in, and at 2 o'clock, the rest of the public. It's usually attended by about 9 to 10,000 people, and it's kind of like the Super Bowl, given the fact that we're close to that. In keeping with that theme, the Super Bowl of wine tasting, the largest single varietal tasting held in the world.
I have to admit, as we're sitting here and I'm listening to you, I'm running my tongue over the front of my teeth and just thinking, are they purple?
Well, by the end of Saturday, everybody's lips and teeth are pretty purple. But, it's a lot of fun. Being the 19th annual and one of the oldest running wine tastings in the country, it's turned into, for a lot of people, a reunion. We see people coming in from all over the country, and actually there's people coming in from Europe and Asia for this as well. And this is our chance every year to get together and share a glass of Zinfandel, and it's just a lot of fun.
Well, I always enjoy the tasting. I think it's a great event. Today's topic here on The Crush is drinking outside the home. And I think for those of you who are close enough to go to this, you definitely need to go check it out, because Zinfandel is something I think people get scared of. They have this idea that it's the pink stuff in the glass, it's going to be sweet, and that's sometimes the best they get in their restaurants. This is the perfect opportunity to see this monster varietal at its best, at its worst, however you want to look at it, and try and find that one Zen that you love. Because I promise our listeners, if you go through and make an effort to find a tasting, you will find a Zinfandel you like.
Oh, definitely. And I should point out, Laura, one of the nice things about Zinfandel, and I really started trying it when I was in college, that you can afford a great quality Zinfandel for a lot lower price than you can a Cab, a Merlot, or a Pinot Noir. And there's so many different styles. And as you said, there's definitely one out there for everybody.
Just like everything else. And see, it's great. You get to go in your Hawaiian shirts and your flip-flops because it's a Hawaiian theme. See, you can go to Zap and get laid.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be cute little girls at the front handing out the lovely little lays and a whole bunch of little flowers that you can drip red wine on before it's over with.
Along with a loaf of bread and a glass. What more do you need?
Exactly. Well, I am very, very excited. Obviously, I don't get to go to Zap this year. I have other responsibilities. So that means we'll have to send people along to take up my slack.
Well, Laura, I have you hard circled for next year, so I hope you can make it out for our 20th anniversary.
Are you kidding? For 20th anniversary? If they haven't shot me off the air by then, I promise The Crush is going to be out there broadcasting live, or at least until I fall over or the microphone turns purple, one of the two.
Look forward to seeing you. And if any of your listeners want more information, they can go to Zinfandel.org. It's our ZAP website. Lots of information, not only on the festival, but on Zinfandel in general. Lots of really neat stuff.
Bruce, can I get you off track for half a second on ZAP?
Sure.
All right, I have a question for you. I'm going to brag on Bruce. I know he's supposed to be talking about ZAP, but Starry Night has a new Zinfandel out called Starfire, and it's perfect for restaurants. It's perfect for people who are trying by the glass. Bruce, like I said, we're looking at things on drinking outside the home. What is your advice to our listeners that are encountering brand new by the glass lists that have something like a Starfire Zinfandel on them? How should they be adventurous? What should they look for when they're looking to try new things?
Well, you know, I think getting the recommendation, if you're out to eat, from the server, or if the restaurant has a wine sommelier or a wine buyer, and try new things. I mean, that's really the fun thing about wine. There's just so many different kinds out there, and I've been doing this for a long time, and I still learn stuff. So be adventurous. And what's really great right now is, with the economy, there are a lot of affordable wines out there of great quality. So, you know, you can actually afford to be adventurous in, you know, some just really wonderful opportunities for the consumer.
I think people tend to get this idea about Zinfandel that they see it and they think, oh, it's high alcohol, it's harsh, it won't go with anything I'm eating. Bruce, I had the luxury of trying your Starfire Zinfandel, and it's something I think that would meld into everything. Do you think that's true of Zinfandel, or do you think people have a misconnotation on that?
Well, I think there's so many styles out there that sometimes people get a little bit confused as to what they're getting, but that's why I'm saying take a recommendation. The one thing that's great about Zinfandel in general is that it's the most versatile food wine for a red wine that's produced here in the United States, and frankly around the world. It can pair with anything from pasta up to steak or leg of lamb. And actually, the Good Eats thing we're doing on, if you look on the website, there's so many different pairings that are going to happen that Thursday night. It's really indicative of Zinfandel just being so versatile and adaptable and just a great wine. And, you know, the alcohol thing, to me, is not important. What's important is the balance. And I think you'll find most producers, such as myself, are real sensitive to making a wine that's really well balanced. Zinfandel has always been higher in alcohol than other varietals just because it doesn't get phenolically ripe until the sugars are pretty high. That being said, if the wine is made correctly, you don't notice as far as the aromas and flavor. You know, you might need to moderate your drinking a little bit if you're driving, definitely. But, you know, it's just the way it is.
All right.
The nature of the grape.
Well, Bruce, thank you for being part of the Crush. Hopefully we'll have a lot of people come up and say hello to you when they're out there.
But, I'll look forward to it.
We'll give you a call and see how it went.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
Bye, dear.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a small break here at the Crush. But when we return, we have all kind of great news articles and, of course, questions from you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. 800-989-0233. That's 800-989-0233.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a
football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest
trail. When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a... I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
So we've got our neighbor Paul coming over tonight for a barbecue, which is why I prepared a delicious lemon rosemary steak marinade from my special collection of old family recipes. To make sure the steaks are extra, extra, extra tender, I left them marinating out on the counter overnight, just like Nana used to.
Maria may mean well, but without food safety, it never ends well. Always thaw or marinate foods in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or you could make your friends and family really sick. Maria's neighbor Paul didn't think twice about the steak he ate until he was presenting his company's financial forecast to the board. That's when a sudden bout of food poisoning made it explicitly clear that profits weren't the only thing on the rise. Ugh. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov. You'll learn the right steps as Maria does everything wrong. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and you're listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. Today we're talking about taking that grape on a date and going outside the house to consume some wine. And in doing so, you know, we've all been cooped up for the holidays. It's time to get out. It's time to experiment. So that means if you're going to go outside the house to drink, chances are you're going to go to a local bar, a local restaurant, sit back and look at the wine list, look at the by-the-glass things. Now listen, I'm going to give some advice to some of our restaurant folk here. I have been going out to restaurants for the last 3 weeks and taking stock of a lot of wine lists, just looking at what some trends are, what people are doing for the beginning of 2010. I know I've said this before, but please let me say this again. If you will not take the time to spell your wine list correctly, I know you're not training your staff, I know you're not catering to your patrons, and I know you are not pairing your wine and food together. So please, at least show the effort on making your wine list to actually spell exactly how the varietal is spelled. Just remember, when you're writing the word Riesling, I before E, except after C, and you should be fine.
Is this a huge problem?
It is it's an astounding problem. Right. It is something that it makes me really, really worry about the direction. We talked about the American culture and the American wine culture in earlier shows. And I want to hope desperately that we're developing a wine culture where people feel comfortable with wine, they're excited about it. But when the people who are offering wine in restaurants and outside the home can't even be bothered to spell it correctly, I swear, I would say 6 out of the last 10 wine lists I have looked at have wines spelled incorrectly. And if you can't bother to spell the wine correctly, how do I know you have the vintage right? How do I know you have the region right? How do I even know you have it priced right? So there we go. There's my aside to restaurateurs coming on behalf of the Wine Crush and our listeners. Get spell check. Get something. Get someone to proofread it. Hand it to your local wholesaler. I don't care, but quit misspelling Chardonnay. It does have two N's. All right, just a thought. That's my small little bits for today. But it actually is all stemming from a couple emails I have received. This email comes from Karen in Kansas. It writes, Karen writes, last night I was out to dinner. I ordered a bottle of 2006 Merlot and I received a bottle of 2007 Merlot. I did not want the 2007. How do I handle? Well, this goes hand in hand with what I'm talking about, correct information on wine list. Obviously, I do wish that restaurants would keep up and double check every time they got their wine shipment in that it indeed was the same vintage that's printed on their wine list. But on the flip side here, restaurateurs, I will definitely have the dark side step forward. Good wholesalers will always let these restaurants know when vintages are changing. But besides that, it does happen where you have different vintages being served at the table than were printed and ordered. The best way to handle this, Karen, is obviously if the vintage is important to you. If it's on some kind of red, definitely if it's on an expensive red. If you're talking about a red wine that's over $75, definitely complain. But just casually look at the waiter and say, I'm sorry, I ordered the 2006, this is 2007. Look at him flat in the eye and say, what can you do? The poor waiter at that point is probably going to turn white, stammer, and run for a manager. But nevertheless, at least you have stood up and acknowledged it. And hopefully, if nothing else, the restaurant becomes aware and they change it for the next diner. Most of the time, most great restaurants will either offer you the wine at a discount or let you choose something else, whatever you are more comfortable with. I had a discussion with a couple people at dinner this past week saying they only like the 2004 reds or they only like 2006 reds. So when they go down a wine list, they're less likely to look at producer and more likely to look at vintage. Now, I have to admit, I had not heard a viewpoint like that probably since 97, but I do understand where that comes from. So by all means, if a restaurant's considered enough to put vintages on the wine list, once again, it goes back to spelling, they should be accurate. So please, Karen, definitely call them on it. It will behoove you and it will behoove the diners behind you. I'm sure some restaurateurs would like to put their 2 cents worth in after that answer. So remember, call Kent, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Listen to his lovely voice and leave your message after the beep. Keep in mind, we will temper them for four-letter words. Only my four-letter words are allowed on air. Also, please email me, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com. You know, it's interesting when you talk about drinking outside the house, the government is going to step in one way or the other. They're always going to have their laws. They're going to have their additions. They're going to have different ways to look at things. I think one of the most interesting things I have heard, unfortunately, right now is coming out of Maine, though. This fascinates me. Recently, it's actually about 6 months ago, Maine passed a law, and the law reads, all wine tastings must be conducted in a manner that precludes the possibility of observation by children. So because of this, their liquor stores, their grocery stores, restaurants have had to install curtains in their place of business in case a little Johnny happens to be running around the grocery store or shopping with mom and dad and might see them picking up a glass of wine and drinking it. Of course, it makes me fascinated. You know, I'm just wondering about the people in Maine. I've always worried about the people in Maine as a whole being
this,
as conservative.
This is only in Maine?
This is only in Maine. They have to drink behind the curtain. Perhaps if they voted better behind the curtain, we wouldn't have laws like this. But once again, I'm going to try and pick on one group at a time. I don't think we have any stations in Maine. I should be safe, but if we do, I apologize now. Enjoy being behind the curtain.
I don't think we're going to have any stations in Maine.
Well, I know, but it's just ludicrous. The government stepping in and saying, if I'm going to drink in public, I have to do it behind the curtain. I mean, we're going back to Prohibition. We're going back to speakeasies to 1919 and saying, no, you can't drink in public. What do you think? Here's a thought to all my listeners in Maine and for those of you who are into politics. If mom and dad are tasting wine out at a grocery store or out at a liquor store with little Johnny in tow, do you not think they're drinking around them at home? Just a thought. Just an aside.
Maybe.
Just a casual thought. So anyway, that's what I mean. That's our stupid law moment and our news item for today. But I thought the rest of you might be as interested in that as I was. All right, I have another email. This is untitled. No one wanted to put their name on it. But the email reads, what is the best way to approach a buy the glass list in ethnic-themed restaurants? Very, very carefully. Sneak up on it. It's the only way you can get it. Sometimes they tend to run out the front door when you're trying to grab that wine list. No, in all sincerity, when you're looking at wine lists and ethnic themes restaurants, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have been daring in my dining in the last, 3 months and doing a lot of Thai food and doing a lot of Orient fusion type food. and you go into these places and the food is absolutely wonderful, but the wine list is kind of hard to decipher. Now, some of them go to great lengths to make sure that the food and wine are paired up, and these are the places, obviously, that I like to spend my money and to support. But here is kind of a golden rule. If you are out in a very unique ethnic restaurant and you are dining, and you ask for the wine list, and they ask you red or white, drink liquor. That's the safest bet I can give you. If they give you a card that says Chardonnay, Cabernet, Merlot, and something called Riesling, once again, drink liquor, drink water, drink tea. Stay away from it. But honestly, when you're looking at a really, really good restaurant that has a great program, they're going to have the list broken down. Simply ask your server. They can guide you through it. But seriously, if they can't give you a wine list in these ethnic restaurants, run. Speaking of running, I've got to take a small break right here, but when we return, we're going to find out what your wine personality is.
Laura Lawson's got more Wine Crush in just a moment.
She had kisses sweeter than wine.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5735. That's 1-800-829-5735. Again, 1-800-829-5735.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Call OnCall Pharmacy right now and save as much as $700. 800-884-7919. OnCall Pharmacy delivers the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Call OnCall Pharmacy now and take advantage of this special offer. 800-884-7919. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919. 800-884-7919.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Wine Crush, and I'm Laura Lawson. But when you're drinking outside the home, you have to get an idea of what you want to consume before you go and approach one of those sneaky by-the-glass lists that may be running out the door at any time. So that means you kind of have to quantify yourself and figure out what's your personality. What are you like when you drink? Well, we certainly have someone who can help us with that. We have Miss Kristen Donnelly. She's the Associate Wine Editor of Food & Wine Magazine. She's going to talk to us a little bit about wine personalities and, of course, on general well-being. Kristen, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And just a quick correction. I'm actually a food editor, and then I have a wine background as well. So I kind of wear both food and wine hats.
Oh, you're one of those foodie people, aren't you?
Yeah. But, you know, they work together. They work together really well.
They do. I couldn't survive without you foodies because I can't boil water. I always enjoy talking to foodies and someone who will proclaim themselves as a foodie because you're the kind of people I want to invite me to dinner so I can bring the wine.
Oh, perfect.
See, there we go. We're going to have, I see this as the beginning of a lovely relationship.
Of a beautiful friendship.
Yes. Well, Kristen, thank you for being part of the crush today. What we are talking about throughout the show is drinking wine outside the home. And I am well aware that you took part in part of Food and Wine's Wine Personality Adventure.
Yes, it was actually a lot of fun. And when drinking inside the home, I highly recommend doing this, which is basically get a bunch of friends together and, everybody bring a wine and taste them blind. And that's really one great way to figure out what you like. And then you can apply that to when you go out. You can say, oh, I did this tasting with my friends and I love this California Chardonnay, this Côte d'Aron from southern France. And that's what we did. A few editors got together and we tasted, I think, about 20 Chardonnays, 20 Pinot Noirs, and 20 red blends. And we found some really surprising results, one being that there was a Chardonnay, the St. Francis Wild Oak Chardonnay, that everybody loved. I mean, it was just, it's a $25 bottle wine, so not cheap, but also a larger brand. So we were just surprised to see this larger brand kind of coming out on top.
Just out of curiosity, why were you surprised to see a larger brand coming on top?
You know, maybe it's just a little bit of snobbery.
All right.
But they definitely, I mean, those wines can often be consistent and that sort of thing, but I guess it was just that it was such an interesting wine. And I don't mean to knock St. Francis at all. I mean, in fact, I'm trying to praise it here. But it was just one of those, like, wow, not only is it a California Chardonnay, which in a way has fallen, you know, it's not so trendy anymore. I mean, they're kind of out of fashion. But it is a larger brand, and it was great to see that, like, a larger brand can be as good as some of the quirky, smaller producers.
Absolutely, especially when you look at St. Francis and what Chris Silva and Tom Mackey do. And, of course, Lori does a great job on their white wines. You know, Wild Oak is their high-end entry. And when they start doing wines that have that great craftsmanship, that limited production, I mean, you can expect them to do something outstanding.
Right. Like I said, I mean, it's probably just a little bit of snobbery on my part, but, I was definitely like the, I love, weird French wines that nobody's heard of. And, but I was like, whoa, that's amazing.
Well, so, hey, it's nice to know you can have a revelation. Hey, more interesting, I'm more curious about the types of wine personalities that came out of that tasting. You know, that was obviously the focus on things. Tell me about the different personalities you found and how they apply, you think, to wine consumers.
Sure, no problem. Well, I think that, I guess there were two major things. One is, are you somebody who likes to drink your wine with food, or does that not matter to you? And my coworker, another food editor, was definitely somebody who, she tastes wine and she envisions it with what she eats immediately. So things that might have higher acidity, they don't bother her because she's like, oh, well, this would be great with something salty, something fatty. Our managing editor, she loves wine, but she's not, such a wine geek the way the rest of us are. Her reference is kind of cocktails, and she likes wine with food, but when she tastes wine, she tastes it for what it is on its own. So she tends to like the easier to drink, more fruity.
She takes wines individually. She doesn't necessarily look at it as a meld of different flavors, whether you're having that great Chardonnay, say with popcorn or even something like lobster. So she looks at it for it to stand on its own, correct?
Exactly.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about your personality style.
Well, my personality, I guess I tend to like earthier wines and more mineral wines. And sometimes those were a little more polarizing in the tasting, especially blind. I mean, they can be a little funky, but I guess maybe also because of my food background, I can taste what it would do with food. So I mean, even though I like those when the wines, you know, when I know what the wines are, in the end, that kind of showed through. For example, producer Terry Puzola from the Loire Valley, he's a great kind of hipster winemaker, uses...
he uses a lot of Cabernet Franc, doesn't he?
A lot of Cabernet Franc, some Malbec. He does a few white varieties. And the wine I loved was his Pinot Noir from Touraine. And it was just a really pure wine. Fruit, but, you know, very light and no oak influence. And I just thought it was a lovely little wine.
Very straightforward and very much speaking of the ground. Kristen, I'm going to ask you a quick question as we move to close. What is the best piece of advice you can give for people drinking outside the home?
I think best piece of advice is, you know, especially at a wine bar, always ask to taste the wine first. Not only because you might not like it, but who knows how long it's been open and if you're sensitive to those kinds of things. I just think it's a great tip. And people are generally, you know, more than willing to do that and more than willing to let you taste a few things before you purchase a glass.
I think that's a brilliant idea to let our listeners know what to do when they're going to a wine bar. Well, Kristen, it's been great having you on The Crush. Like I said, it's always fun to have a foodie. Like you said, it could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, Kristen, you have a great day. All right, coming up on The Crush, we are going to wrap some things up on drinking outside the home. Plus, we're going to make our grand announcement about the upcoming shows that will keep you hanging on the edge of your seat.
Break out the ale! He's been a thirsty! Yeah!
The Wine Crush.
Well, I guess we better get on with it.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-915-9734. 800-915-9734. That's 800-915-9734.
The IRS is the most feared agency in the world. You've heard ads from other companies offering to help taxpayers only if they owe over $10,000. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only tax firms in the country who understands that people who owe less than $10,000 need help just as badly. The IRS doesn't care how much money you owe. They'll still garnish your wages and even seize your assets. So whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now for your free tax consultation. If you qualify, we may even be able to reduce your tax debt down to a small fraction of what you owe. So don't wait until the IRS seizes your property and garnishes your wages. Call 800-856-1330 and get your tax problem resolved once and for all. That number again is 800-856-1330. 800-856-1330.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. And as we listen to this song, we all think of picking up our baseball bats. But I promised y'all I was going to be in a fairly decent mood and move through things. Well, today we have had an interesting show all the way around. We're talking about drinking outside the home. And as we get into this next 5 or 6 week stretch, of course, there's great opportunity to do so. Whether it's Valentine's Day or restaurant week, like we mentioned, definitely coming up on Easter and spring break. Like Bruce Walker was so kind to mention to us, of course, we have the Zap Festival for those of you listening out in California. Hey, seriously, it is a great opportunity to get outside the house and drink outside the zone. Definitely go try those Zens. But ultimately, when you're talking about drinking, most of us are going to be doing closer to home. We're going to be checking out that new restaurant. We're going to be checking out that new wine bar. And as you do so, please keep, of course, the little tips we had in mind. But mostly, I'm not trying to take away from what Kristen said. Obviously, we all have our own personalities when it comes to wine. We all have certain things that we fall back on. But regardless whether it's not trendy or not, of course, mine is Chardonnay and always will be. That's why you're listening to me. I am the Chardonnay sipping diva. But when you look at your own type of personality, that is one thing I'd like you to encourage yourself to do. I'd like for you to break outside the mold. Try that new ethnic restaurant. Try the new wine by the glass. Try a different Chardonnay. Try something refreshing. Try something that may be a little bit earthy. Because the more time you spend out and tasting different things, it's either one more thing you know that you're going to add to your grocery list when you go to the Mega Mart to buy your wine, or it's one less thing that you know that you will never, ever try again. There is only one way to edify yourself about wine, and that's to taste things. And please take the time and effort to do that. That is the best way to learn about wine, and it's the best way to cure the snobbyism. Yes, all of us can't have perfect palates, and all of us can't know a lot about every winery that's out there, but certainly by trying different things, you can knock that snob appeal pretty much out of anybody. Now, as we are talking about great things coming up on The Crush, yes, it is going to be the Battle of the Wits, and it starts next week. Now, for those of you who have followed the show for a number of years, you know that I tend to be, I would say, minutely antagonistic when it comes to the French. Now, granted, I might be antagonistic towards most things, but particularly the French can keep me very well entertained. Well, I have finally succumbed, and I've agreed to having a true Frenchman not only on the show, we're going to have him in the studio. Yes, we're going to have the International Director of Tattinger, Mr. Jerome himself, join us here at the Great Wine Crush Studios. I'm actually going to let him into the building with a sword. We are going to be sabering a bottle live on air. We're going to be talking about wine trends, and we're going to have a lot of my great friends around to do it. People from the hotel industry, people from the restaurant industry, and people from the club industry. So I encourage you to tune in. Well, right now I got to close the show, but as always here at The Crush, we remind you to sip socially, drink responsibly, drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas. In wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and a lot of us will be talking with you next week.